The meditation on this side of the cassette is focused on one of those powerful stories concerning Jesus Christ in the Gospels. The Bible has often been misunderstood by being used as merely a historical document, which it certainly is, but its real purpose as guidance from God, which is unlimited by any historical or cultural context, has often been missed. In reality, the Bible is a mirror of every man's soul. It is like the soul's deep, mysterious dream in which its various facets and experiences are thrown up onto the conscious level as archetypal symbolic images and strange, miraculous tales and happenings. Take the story of the birth of Jesus, for instance. Yes, it is historically true that Jesus was born into the world 2,000 years ago, and we may have come to believe that he was some kind of direct extension of God onto the plane of human existence. Yet, don't we so often talk and sing at Christmas time of Christ being born in us today? In other words, we at least dimly recognize that the world the Bible talks of is the world of our own individual spirit, and that the events in that biblical world are symbolic of events that have, are, or will be taking place in our own spirit. What we may not yet have realized through direct experience is that the miraculous events recounted in the Word of God not only symbolize corresponding miraculous events within our own spirit, but that they are also powerful agents in triggering off those miraculous transformations when we read those stories with a mind opened to the depths within us, that is, to the region where we can make contact with God. That is what we really mean when we call them powerful stories. Through them, God can work miracles now, inside you and me. Before you proceed further, stop the tape and read the story which you will find in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 14, and verses 22 to 36, noticing that it follows immediately on from the account of Jesus feeding a large crowd of 5,000 people. Now stop the tape. Now repeat very deliberately after me the following statements. The Bible's world is the world of my own inner life and experience. The land is my inner land. The sea is my inner sea. The crowds are my ordinary natural thoughts and desires. They are neither specially good nor evil. But many are probably a bit blind, sick, or unclean. In the past, I have often identified only with this crowd, and sometimes only with the sick part of it. The disciples are my best teachable qualities. One by one, I am discovering them as they are called out by my higher self. I identify with them strongly. Jesus is God manifesting in me as my higher self or teacher. He is God's perfect humanity in me. I am drawn by love to follow his teaching and his person. Now sit comfortably in an upright position with your head firmly on top of your spine, your hands in a comfortable position in your lap. And take a minute or so to relax all the muscles of your body, starting with those of your face, and working slowly downwards to the toes of your feet. Now focus upon your breathing as it gradually quietens and becomes more shallow. Now picture Jesus on a green hillside, sloping gently down to a large lake. Notice he is surrounded by his disciples, and they in turn are surrounded by a large crowd. It is your own inner world now. Identify with this scene and its various parts, facets of your own soul life. It is late afternoon and the light is already beginning to fade. Jesus is telling the people it is time for them to leave now, and they begin to disperse to their own houses. Yes, they're gradually leaving, going off in smaller groups as they split up, going in different directions to their villages and homes. Now Jesus is telling the disciples that they are to go on ahead of him by boat across the sea. They don't seem too keen. They don't like Jesus leaving them. But Jesus is gently, firmly insisting. Watch the disciples as they climb into a nearby rowing boat and push off from the firmness and safety of the land onto the lake. Watch them as they begin to row with the boat bobbing up and down on the water. And look. Notice how Jesus is going off in the opposite direction, climbing up into the hills. He is going upwards and communing with God. Since Jesus, the disciples and the crowds are all part of your inner being. What inner state are you now entering? Realize that your boat is your structured faith, beliefs, or philosophy that usually can take you safely across many troubled waters in life. Are you firmly based, or can you now begin to feel the winds and the waves causing part of you to rock and to feel insecure? Is there another part of you which is feeling very secure and very close to God? Notice now that evening is turning to night, and whilst Jesus is quietly praying on terra firma up in the hills, the disciples are having great difficulty with their rowing. Row as hard as they might, but the waves, whipped up by a headwind, are making progress almost impossible. And in the darkness, the disciples are really having to strain at the oars. Feel the strain with them as they row against the headwind, with the waves rising up, almost lapping into the boat at times. Do you recognize this state? Have you been here before? Many times, perhaps. How far apart and unconnected Jesus and the disciples apparently are. Feel the darkness and the loneliness and the danger on the lake. And now notice the very first grey streaks of dawn appearing on the horizon. "Hi," calls out one of the disciples, who's not actually totally absorbed keeping the boat rowing. "Hi, what's that I can see faintly over there on the water? Look, it seems to be getting nearer." "Good God, it looks like a man. It can't be. It's glowing. It's a ghost. Oh, how I wish the master were here with us. Things always seem so much easier to tackle when he's around. I'm scared. What's going to happen to us? Look, it's getting nearer and nearer. What are we going to do?" Notice how this strange figure does not need a boat to keep him firmly placed on top of the waves. Think about that for a moment. "Listen, I think he's calling out something to us. Listen. Be confident. I am. Do not be in a state of fear." Could it be? Is it Jesus himself? "Oh Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to you on the water, and I'll come." "Come, Peter." "Here I come, Lord. I'm getting down out of the boat now. I trust you. I'm going to put myself totally and safely in your hands. Here I come. Oh, the wind is too strong. Oh, the waves, they're so high. Help, I'm beginning to sink. I'm sinking. Lord, save me. Save me, Lord. Here, take my hand. Hold on tight. You're quite safe with me. Why did you let your faith falter? Why did you doubt you could manage it when I am here? Here, let me help you back into the boat. Look, Lord, since you arrived and got back into the boat, look, the wind and the sea have completely calmed down. Do you know, you've done it again. You've calmed the storm. Truly, you are the Son of God. The power of God in the human. In you, in me. Oh, thank you. You are so wonderful and so good to me when I'm in trouble. Watch the boat as they row now on the calm lake back to the western shore. And they reach it and step out of the boat. And look, there are several men there. They're coming forward. And they recognize Jesus, the famous charismatic miracle worker. They're all excited. And now they're running off in different directions to go and tell their friends and neighbours who's arrived. Look, now the crowds are beginning to gather again, coming from all directions. Can you see they're bringing some that are sick? They're having to carry some. They're hoping for a cure. Watch them as they gather round Jesus. Look how the sick reach forward and touch the hem of Jesus' outermost garment. And see how they seem to be wonderfully healed of their sickness. Now realize how difficult it is for your mind at this moment to harbour any sick thoughts and feelings. Your heart and mind are too full of the wonder, peace, and love of the Lord, and how he turns your fear into calm security and love. The Word has just made you clean. The truth has just set you free from a sense of weakness, inadequacy, uncleanness, or guilt. For the rest of today, you will feel the benefit of having all your thoughts and desires clean and pure, and you will not be feeling at all fearful or weak. The power of God's Word has worked a miracle in you. Lord, how you love me and lead me on to grow and mature in the experience of your guiding, caring love. It's so wonderful the way you work inside me to help me so that you and I are as one, you in me and I in your loving sphere. I shall endeavour never to forget that in a time of inner storm and unrest, you enabled me to lose my fear
and upheld me and calmed me. I will always call on you in any future time of trouble and know that you can change my state from fear to love and trust, and so guide me safely through. I love you, Lord. You have reached and touched me with your wonderful love. I shall now meditate for a while on how you have just made a wonderful change inside me.